All right, Justin Cooper, hey, probably not the day you wanted to. Speed looked okay. Start, second moto really kind of did you in, and those guys were going. I guess that's the bottom line. You got to tip your visor to them a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys were riding so good, and start was not perfect, but I was able to get away in, I think, top, like, seven. And I was able to work my way up to the top three after, like, three or four laps, and tried pretty hard, honestly, to get to that third-place position because I knew those guys were going to, you know, be hauling the mail, so I tried to get up there as quick as I could and latch on, but by the time I got the third, I was kind of wasted a lot of energy getting around those guys. So, yeah, I'm pumped on the day. 2-3, you can't complain about that. This track was gnarly today, and last year I won 17-9 and left with an injury, so big turnaround for me, and yeah, just keep staying consistent. Anything could happen, and you can catch fire whenever in this series, so we're halfway through, and we're looking pretty good.
Track looked brutal out there. I don't know if it was worse than last year, if you can think about it, but I was watching some guys at last moto 450s, and there were some big name riders that were exhausted. How bad was it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was for sure rougher than last year. I was pretty surprised with how bad it got. It dropped to, like, I think we were dropping like 15 seconds off of what we were in practice, so it just kept getting worse and worse, and almost actually got better. The main line actually almost started to smooth out when everyone was taking it. It got that rough, so yeah, all in all, good weekend, good points, and can't complain. Those guys were just a little bit better today.
Yeah, at some point in the second moto, you end up going back to your early first moto lines, I guess?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, I'll just try the main line again, because I was trying to wander and find good lines, and found a couple, but I also found out that a couple weren't working, so yeah, when you find a really good line out there, you're like, dang, I've been wasting my energy all moto. I should have just been taking this line, but yeah, no excuses. Got beat straight up today, and we're going to go back to our homework and come out with the same attitude and try and win the next one.
Both motos for you. In the first one, Adam took off, and it's like it's so hard, I guess, when you can't really see the guy or you're a corner behind to try to latch on. And second moto, same thing. Like you said, once you get to third, that's it, right? I mean, it's got to take a real special ride to try to gain on guys like that.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of lost toe of Adam, and he was riding good in the beginning. He definitely started the first one out strong, and by the time I could see, he's kind of dropping off the pace a little bit, but by that time, it was kind of just him managing the race, playing yo-yo with me, just keeping an eye on me. So he's playing around with me out there, but that's all right. We'll just, you know, keep working hard, and I'm confident right now. I'm pretty pumped on the day. Things should have went in my favor at any point out there. The track was gnarly, and I think everyone rode pretty good today.
Cool, thanks. This is shaping up to be an awesome battle between you guys. I'm looking forward to every week between you two.
Yeah, it's going to be a good championship, and we're all consistent, so it's going to see who the, you know, we'll see how the pressure, everyone handles the pressure when we get closer to the end of this.
Cool, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.